Dane County schools still have nasal vaccine through the end of the week. The injectable version is all gone. And it's not just the schools that are without. Ellen Smith is an epidemiologist with St. Mary's. At a news conference, she spoke for all Madison area hospitals and clinics.
At this point, there pretty much is no vaccine available at any of the clinics and the local providers.
Adequate supplies of H1N1 vaccine may not be available until mid-November. To ensure high-risk groups get vaccine before that, Public Health Director for Madison-Dane County, Thomas Schlenker, says on Friday they will announce a new strategy on who will get vaccinated when more comes in. Expectant mothers are a likely focus.
I would say that would be right up there. Pregnant women, yes. Yes.
Some lesser populated areas of Wisconsin have not yet received any of the H1 vaccine they ordered.
Douglas County has placed two orders, and we are currently waiting for our injectable vaccine.
That's Deb Clausen, who oversees the health department in Douglas County. She says they do have a nasal vaccine, but injections can be administered to a broader group. Nationally, production and shipment of H1N1 vaccine has been slower than expected. The federal government said 120 million doses would be available by now. Only 13 million are ready. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.